You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Good morning. It is the last day of the month. It is 31st May 2018 and 30th May will now be forever celebrated as the One Paisa Day. Technical glitch played another crude joke as petrol and diesel prices went down by a paisa and not by a rupee as claimed by oil companies, while today petrol has been reduced by 7 paisa and diesel by 5 paisa. Or as they say in Hindi, paise paise ke liye mohtaj bana diya. But don't know about Modi's mind, but Modi clearly wasn't ranking the two countries flying kites as it announced that India and Indonesia are among the worst hit Asian currencies this year when you look at their foreign debt exposure and the level of reserves they have to cover. Oil wasn't the only worry, there was also water creating trouble. Tourists have been told to stay away from two places. One is Shimla where there is no water and the other is Mangaluru where there was so much rain that it wasn't raining cats and dogs but shark and snakes. We aren't kidding about that. The diversity that is India, its weather and its people. All it takes is one event to unravel its mysteries. Or if you're Rajnikant, then it's hypocrisy. On that note, we begin today's edition of The Auditorial. Rajni can't hold it together. The fault lines between real and reel collapsed yesterday as his movie, which is playing, was totally antithetical to how he was behaving. Clearly showing, we don't need another showman. Now in his latest movie, Kala, the film has him playing a good Samaritan seeking justice against the atrocities of a landlord. The movie has already hit a roadblock or say the disputed river Kaveri so that the film is not being distributed or released in Karnataka. And if he thought that his real life image will help him in the real life political drama without the makeup and the SFX, well, it gave him a reality check and his audience a peek into the character he is, as contrary to his real image of being anti-authority, taking fight right to the corrupt and the police. Rather, he was actually siding with the police in Tamil Nadu Sterling killings and blaming anti-social elements and plying the official line. Finally, after entire Mahabharata was over, Rajni was visiting their protest hit Tuticorin, where being quizzed by the media he thought would adore him, he lost his cool. When asked about how he knows about anti-social elements and what they did, he angrily replied, "I just know, I do." Nothing super happened when he got angry except the mask, the makeup and the cameras had just stripped him naked. And after Rajni non-strike, we move to the strikes that are really going to affect you. While bank employees protesting meager wage hike of 2% processed to a two-day strike crippling banking operations, the call for strike given by Federation of Farmers Association to push for their demands too is likely to throw many cities and the nation out of gear. So stock up on your milk and vegetables because the farmers have decided not to supply it to you in urban cities. The Federation of Farmers Association, the Rashtriya Kisan Mahasangh, has identified 130 cities across India to give an edge to the agitation. So if they won't supply to urban cities, how will they survive? Well, it's more like a boycott. They have decided to not come to urban cities and towns and instead buy or sell anything that they need to their fellow farmers and villagers and if needed, barter it. Well, let that sink in. The farmers don't want to sell it to us, urban folks, and instead go back to bartering and throwing gobar on the rupee, a symbol that unites India. Well, one solution would be to wait for Baba Ramdev to get into milk and vegetables. I think that also may happen soon. Within a week of launching and challenging Jio with its SIM cards, Baba Ramdev's Patanjali has now launched a new instant messaging mobile application by the name of Kimbho. As per reports from ANI, the new app by the Yoga Gurus company aims to compete with WhatsApp as India's own messaging platform. The app has been made live on Wednesday and is now available to download from Google Play Store. Well, if you have run out of fingers to count on the number of business Lala Ramdev is in, we can't help you because he is in such an expansion spree that we will need a calculator. Well, bad humor for sure, but that's because we were laying it up for our next story. Your dream dowry amount awaits you. Be a man and slog hard for it. Well, the advice may come as a surprise to many, but an online portal is actually calculating the monetary value of prospective grooms and encouraging them to work hard for it. Well, the website asks you to fill in details like age, caste, profession, salary, country, where the person is employed, and the profession of the man's father. But it also does a little bit more than that. Before it gives you the results, it also asks you for your skin color. The option that it has includes pitch black, as in not visible on a moonless night, and wheatish, as in almost white, would need some fair and lovely. And we aren't making this up. This is actually from the site. Trust us, we're not Times of India. You can actually go and see it for yourself on www.dowrycalculator.com. That is www.dowrycalculator.com. And on to some international news where US has propelled India in a unique spot. The US military on Wednesday renamed its Pacific Command the US Indo-Pacific Command in a largely symbolic move underscoring the growing importance of India to the Pentagon. The renaming does not mean additional assets will be sent to the region at this time, but rather recognize India's increasing military relevance to the United States. However, according to Reuters, experts said the name change would mean little unless it was tied to a broader strategy. And on to our final story, which is about a sting operation to foil a Russian assassination plot. Babchenko, a 41-year-old critic of the Kremlin, was reported dead yesterday. And while the anti-Kremlin's death was sending shockwaves, what sent a bigger shockwave around the news world was when he arrived at a press conference in Kiev on Wednesday. The head of Ukraine's security service, Vasyl Rytsak, said an elaborate sting operation had been set up to catch hitmen paid by Russian forces, and police apparently have made one arrest. The journalist's family also was unaware about the sting and were convinced of his death. That is until he walked in on national television. Babchenko later tweeted to say he would die at 96 after dancing on Putin's grave. Well, that's all we have for you for today. So go stock up on your milk and your vegetable supplies. Who knows how the next month will start. We will be back tomorrow with more news and more views. That's it. Thank you for listening to us. Goodbye from takeapart.in.
If one big beautiful bill has left you with one big confusing question, turn to BHM CPA Group. Their experienced professionals break down complex changes in tax law, accounting, and business regulations so you can make informed decisions with confidence. Simplifying the complex is what BHM CPA Group does best. Don't wait. Visit bhmcpagroup.com and let's get to work. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be. Visit bhmcpagroup.com today.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.